Before we start the next sugya, I'd like to be mevarer however we had ended with last night. The Gemara says, "Gonav behigdish v'achakach tovach mocha." So the Gemara had a problem. But why is he chayiv kefil to the nignav? L'chayre it's chazra keren labaylim, because when the nignav was magdashit, it's keilu he got back the gneve. He was magdashit. So why is there a chayiv kefil? It was chazra keren labaylim. Before it was Himotze, Temotze Biyode Agneve. So the Gemara answered that it is speaking about Omad Bedin. Bezin said, Achayev Atalitain Loi. And then the Nigna was Magdish. So the Chayev Atalitain Loi is sufficient to be Machayevim Kefil. And then it was Chosra Keren Lebaila. So we asked the Ha'ore, fine, but afterwards was Chazra Keren Labailim, because the Nigna was Magdashim, so why do you have to say he's Potter from Dalet Vehei to Hegdish? Because it's a special miut that you don't pay Dalet Vehei to Hegdish because you don't pay Kefil. After Chazra Keren Labailim, there should be a Chiyuv Bechlal of Dalet Vehei. That was the horror we asked last night, but Dachsach Mer, the Kasha, is Bechlal not Shver, because the, we had mentioned the Gedulei Shmuel says this, that after the Bailim was Magdish, the Behemah, so there's now a new Bailim. That means Mitzad the Bailim Harishonim, he got back his Keren, because he was Magdashit. All you have to do is pay Kefil to the Bailim Harishonim. And now there's a new Bailim. There's a new Bailim and a new Maisa Gneve. The Tviche is a new Maisa Gneve from a new Bailim. And, which is Hegdish. Now, on this new Bailim, there was no Chazra Keren LaBailim. The Gneve from the first Bailim was paid up, the Keren was paid up to the first Bailim, to that the Bailim was Magdashit. So it was paid up, the Keren was paid up to the Bailim. Now we have a new Bailim on the Behemoth, and now the Tviche is a new Gneve, is a gneve from the second Bailim. So Mamela, so the Chazar Keren to the first Bailim does not in any way affect the second Bailim. And since Vafal Piken, the Gemara says, since it's Chai Vatolitin Lei, so it's still considered that it's one big Maisa Gneve. It was a Chlof of two Bailim. It's not, he's not called a Gazlan, he's still called a Ganef. And if it wouldn't have been Hegdish, to be a Chiyuv to pay Dalet Vehei to the second Bailim. And Dachsma the Gedulei Shmuel says, if the Nigdav Take sold it to someone else after Amod Bedin, so then you'll Take pay Dalet Vehei to the second Bailim. Let us start the next sugya. Gufe, Omar Rabbi Yochanan, Gezel v'loy nishyashu ha-bailam. If something was stolen and there's no yish mitzad ha-bailam, shneim einon yecholim lahagdish. So say the gazlan and say the bailam cannot be magdish this chayfetz. Zeh lefishen nishaloy. The gazlan can be magdish it because it's not his. Vezeh lefishen b'shusa. And the nigzel cannot be magdashed because it's ain't a bushus. And so Rabbi Yochanan is machadish that in order to be magdish, it has to be in your reshus, it has to be tachash shlitoscho, in order to be capable of being magdish. So the Gemara asks, umi oma Rabbi Yochanan hochi, does Rabbi Yochanan hold that in order to be magdish, it has to be in your reshus? Rabbi Yochanan halachik is tam mishneh. Rabbi Yochanan told us a klal, if we have a tam mishneh, we paskin like this tam mishneh. Usnan, we learned tam mishneh as follows. Kerem revai, hoyu mitzainin oisoi biksuzois adoma. Kerem revai, so the bailim were afraid, we'll see what the case is soon, but the Bailam were afraid someone might take from this Kerem Revai, not knowing that this is Kerem Revai. So Lemaise, they made a tzion, they made a simen around this Kerem, Biksuzois Adomo, with clods of earth. Now, what is pshat in these clods of earth? Simne. So this is a simen, ki adomo, that this keren is equal to earth. Ma adome ika hanomine, just like by earth, there's a potential, if you'll be chayresht adome, you'll be zereya, and you'll be kaitzer, so there's a potential revach that could come out from Adome. So this also, this kerem, you have to do something. It's like Adome. It's not accessible yet to have an offer from it. It's not permitted to be eaten as yet, but it's capable of being eaten. So Memele, so these clods of earth were a simen to a passerby. He should not be under the impression that the anovim and this kerem are muta b'achila. You have to do something before it becomes muta b'achila. Dum yedado. Vishel Ola, if there were trees of Ola, so they put the boundaries around these trees, they put bacharoses, they put ground cheres around this orchard with the trees, that it's also giving a message. Simna kecharoses, ma charoses shein hanomino, just like by cheres, there's no hano from charoses, hafai de lespe hanomine. So here there's also no hano from, one cannot have hano from the peres ha'olo. Vishel kvores. Now, if there was an area that there were kvoris there, the sit, so they covered it or they surrounded it with sit, simne dechiva ka atzomais. It's white like atzomais. Mache v'sheifech. They went and took the sit, they dissolved the sit in water, and then they poured it around these kvorim. Ki heichi. The nechava tvei, it should be real white. Fine. So we have over here that there were certain areas that were accessible to other people that might be a mikshul to these other people if they're unaware what is really in these areas. So therefore they made these simonim. Now, Omar Rav Shimon ben Gamliel, so Rav Shimon ben Gamliel said as follows, when do you make simonim b'shviyas? The hefkeninu. Shviyas, so everything that's in the field is hefke. So memela, people come in, so it's necessary to inform them that everything you're allowed to eat. So they make these simonim, they're coming in legally, they have a right to come in. There's a mikshul in the field if you don't know the status of the kerem and the peiris. So memela, so therefore, one is mechuyev to make simonim. Aber b'shar shnei shavua, but the other 6 years, so who comes in without permission? A ganav. For a ganav, so you have to be, so a person who's choshed lignoy, we don't have to be mahada, but no, he's governing, but let's make sure he has kosher food. No. For a person who degrades himself, nizoyvan disignave, let him be nichshol another yisuramot. Alitei l'roshe b'yomis, for doing such a big avla, we will not, there's no chiyuv to make sure that the gnevishiv food he's eating should be kosher. It's not kosher. It's treif. It's very treif. So alitei l'roshe b'yomis. So let him eat it, and there's more yisurim. So let him die from these yisurim. Batznuim meinichin es hamois. The tznuim, these are chasidim who cannot see that someone should be nichshol in a chet. They used to go and take money. Va'omrim kol hanilkad mizeh mechulol al hamois halot. And they said that Kerem Ravai, whatever was Nilkat from the Kerem Ravai, should become Nishalo Al Mois Halot. So Lachayre, learning Poshib Shat, the case is as follows. That means someone was like it Kerem Ravai, so they said that they should become nischalol on the money that they had. So they were mechalol, the kerem ravai that was bershus haloikdem. Now, the Gemara understood that the tznuyim is a hemshech of the Stam Mishnah of the Tanakama. The Tanakama said metzainim, and they made tziyunim, and then the tznuyim said, by kerem ravai, they were machalo. So it's a stam mishneh, so it seems he could be machalo al adovo sheinei b'shusoi. It seems that Tanakama held that the tziyunim were made for ganavim also. Rav Shimon Gamliel said, for ganavim don't to make tziyunim. The Mordechai Yerushalmi asks Akasha, you're making tziyunim for the ganavim. Fine. But he says, a ganav does not steal in broad daylight. The ganav steals at night. Now, at night, it's pitch black. He doesn't see the tziyunim. He doesn't come with his flashlight to say, oh, this is Kerem Ravai, this is Ola. It's pitch black. He doesn't want to wake up anybody. He doesn't want anyone to know that he's there. So how did the tziyunim help for the ganov? This is a Yerushalmi Zakash. And for the Yerushalmi, he says, if a ganov comes at night, you should know by day he inspected already the area. He's not going to come lechatchila at night. A ganef is a person with, I mean, that's the avla of a ganef. He's scared of everyone besides the Rabbeinu Shleilo. So Lamai says, for a few days already he was studying the area. He knows how to go in, and when he studied the area, so by day he studied the area. So then he saw this place is Kerem Ravai, this place is, so he knows this place I shouldn't go to steal from. So the tziyunim help for the ganav also. They emphasize the Yerushalmi. So of al kaponim, we see that the tznuyim were mechalo. The tznuyim were mechalo, the Kerem Ravai, that was nimtza bershus haganovim. It's a stam mishneh. And it helps. And you, Rabbi Yochanan, said, halachic is stam mishneh. So you see that you could be mechalo l'adov v'sheini b'shusa. You say, mamelo, who adin? You could be magnish adov v'sheini b'shusa. Ritaim amantan et snuim Rav Shimon Gamliel. Rabbi Yochanan kestam yechidoi lo yoma. Maybe the tznuim is not a hemshech of the Tanakhama. Rav Shimon Gamliel brought down the tznuim. As this is Rav Shimon Gamliel said, there's no chiyuv tzion tziyunim by ganovim, but the tznuim were, that's not al chiyuv. Tznuim is, wanted to make sure that not a yid shouldn't be nichshol. So the tznuim were machalo. But it's not a stam mishnah ready. Omar Rabbe Babachonim Rabbi Yochanan Komokim Sheshon Rabbi Shimon Gamliel Bishnaseinu Halacha Kemoise Chutz Mi'orev Vetzidin Berai Yachoyin. So the Gemara is for him another Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan said we always pass against Rabbi Shimon Gamliel. So however these tznuim are, if the tznuim is a hemshech of the Tanakamet, so then we have Halacha Kestam Mishnah. If the tznuim is midivrei Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, we have Halacha Rabbi Shimon Gamliel. Al koponim, the divrei atznuyim are lahaloche, and we see from the tznuyim a person can be machal aladov sheine b'shus. So how could you say if a nignav can't be magdish adov sheine b'shus? But let us see Rashi. B'ksuzois noisem pisas rigovim svivois agvulim, around the boundaries they put clods of earth. Leidia shukerim revai va'osa b'leipidya. Vika hanomine la'achazman, just like earth, just like Adome, one can derive benefit b'chisha z'riya k'tzire. Afainami ika hanomine b'pidya, this is also something that you could derive hanofa. Tum yada Adome. Chalsis, susei rofim, these are ground tiles. He disintegrates the seed into the water. He liquefies it into the water. V'shoifech shvivei sakeva. Medvam umdavdin elua keir leivrum v'shovim v'shviyish. This is Rav Shimon Gamliel. Shu hefker. V'heter ein boin lechel. Aber bishar shnei shavua shein boin ligzol yenichem v'yoichlo dvar ha'osa. Let them eat. You have to be chayish that a gazlan is eating something that's not kosher. Well, iteyu l'roshe v'yomuz. Let us see Tosfos. The Tosfos kerem revai k'tas kosher leinokat or lo tchila. The Mishnah should have, first you have Ola, first 3 years is Ola, the fourth year is Kerem Ravai, so should have started by the Peres Ola. Chalsis Peres Shakuntres Ksusei Ra'ofim, it's ground tiles. For Koshel Perkis Yadam Choshev Chalsis Olevein Ksusha, Tzvais says, Olevein Ksusha is also a type of a brick that was ground, and Tzvais the Chalsis is not that. Machals is the less bayano. Taimalari, the besoif kisi adam, oimel, the in machasin, one, the kisi adam is only with something, elabedovo, shezoirimboi, umatsmiach. That, dovo, shezoirimboi, umatsmiach. That you could plant in it and something will grow from it. So memele, that's aloch and kisi adam. A mash moslem, the machasim bechalsis. So chalsis is also, you could derive benefit from it. Just like, adomo. So what's beyond machalsis, the less beyano. But here is a benatam. The chalsis zeirem boy matnich, that's right. But it's not called you're driving benefit. Whatever you put in comes out, not more than that. So that's not called you have ano from it. So וצנויים אשר שני שבוע קיימים. ישביס כמצ'י זכם מן ההפקה לא היו יחילם לחלום. Now let's try to elaborate a little to explain what Tosfos means. Tosfos, number one, Tosfos has a suffix. If Shvius is noyig bekerem rabbi, so lechayre the study has suffix are, because if you hold kerem rabbi is mom and gavoya, so it could be there's no din Shvius on mom and gavoya. The whole din Shvius is karmachal. I mean that would belongs to me. I'm afraid to be mafke. Mom and gavoya, there's no din Shvius. So that's why Tosfos was not clear. If Shvius is noig bekerem rabbi. But Tosfos says, E Shvius noig bekerem rabbi, if we will say Shvius is noig bekerem rabbi, kidem mashme, it would seem like that, the Amil said the Tanakame koi. Rav Shimon Gamliel says, that what you said, that you make a simen, going on the Tanakam, you said you make simonim by kerem rabbi, and by Allah. So he says, that is dafke b'shviyis the hefke nino, because it's hefke. So it would seem that Rav Shimon Gamliel is saying on the Divrei Tanakam, I agree with you, you make a simen by kerem rabbi, but by shviyis, because hefkanina. So it would seem that shviyis is noyik by kerem rabbi. So it would seem. That's what he said. I mean, it's not the face says it's mashma, the mashme that melts into Tanakamikoi, it would seem that Shvius is like, well, what do you mean? He's going on the Tanakame. He said, the medvar mumum b'shvius, the hefkanino. So the Maram Amir de Kazach, he says, it's not muchach, because it could very well be that Shvius is not noyig, b'kerem rabbi. But the Tanakama, but Rav Shimon Gamliel agrees that you should make a simon b'kerem rabbi. You know why? Because people are coming into your field. There's other things which are hefkes that are coming in. So they have to. So even though they have no right to go to the kerem, because it's kerem, but they don't know anything. So here you're making a takana for Elach Yidin. I mean, so he agrees that Shviyas, you have to tell them that this is kerem rabbi. That they shouldn't feel that since they're in this field already, they'll help themselves to the kerem also, so you have to tell them. So it's not mucha. But it would seem like that because it says that if kerem nino, kerem means all these things are hefke. Zarech loima. So if we will say that shviyas is noy bekerem rabbi, So now we have a tremendous problem. If Shvius is noyig by kerem rabbi, so the people who help themselves to kerem rabbi, it belongs to them. It's a din Shvius, you'll have to take it. So now, what did the tznuyim accomplish? While we understood the tznuyim, that the tznuyim was gezel, and that was ainid b'shusoi, so the tznuyim hold you can be machal even though it's ainid b'shusoi. Fine. Gavaldik ish tiktaya. But if we're talking about shvius, assume that shvius is noig bekerem rabbi. So it comes out that this kerem belongs to whoever took it. The anovim of this kerem belong to whoever took it. So what is the tznuyim doing now? It's theirs. How can you be mechalal yenim's anovim? Can't you do such a thing? So lechayim the tznuyim ashar shnei shvui kaimi. The tznuyim are only going on the other 6 years. ואשביס כימן שאיזך מנהב כלא יהיה חילום לחלום. So kochach you have to say the pesich going on the Tanakama and mitzat sniusam the tznuyim, they don't want a ganav to be nifshul. They don't want a ganav to be nifshul. So the tznuyim are going on the Shashnei Shavua. And Shviz, they can't be going. So, B'kevei Gatayin is that L'chayre, you could say they're going on Shviz also. He says, Shviz, he says, then they were Mechalo, Atzochen Lodom Shaloi Befono. Because since the Loiktim was Zoyche in the Kerem Rabbi and Shviz, so it's theirs. So then you could say, Zochen Lodom Shaloi Befono, I'll be Mechalo for you. We had a Taisviz, Samachesam at Beit, it's a schus. She's doing a gewaltige teube. They're also going on Shashnei Shavua. That's true. They're going on both. But it's not Muchach. They're only going on Shashnei Shavua. Al-Kaponim, let's get back to the Gemara. So the Gemara has Akash and Rabbi Yochanan. How can you, Rabbi Yochanan, how can you, Rabbi Yochanan, say that you can't be Magdish Adobo Shaini Beshusoi with Zicha Paskin according to your Klolim, with Zicha Paskin like the Tznuim, and the Tznuim hold, you can't be Mechalol Adobo Shaini Beshusoi? They said, Kolanilkat, whatever was picked already, we're not being Mechalol. So they bring Mechalu, something that's Einei B'shusa. And we pass it like the Tznuyim. Omri, so the Gemara says, Loiteime kol ha-nilkat mize, Aloeime kol ha-mislaket mize. Let us see Rashi. Rashi says, "Hamislakit she'asidim lilkait." Now let us understand what Rashi is saying. So Rashi is saying a mirdi kezach. Rabbi Yochanan said, "You cannot be machalo something that's not b'shuscha 100%. Can't do such a thing." No, the tznuyim were machalo kol. Hamislake, that means they said before anything was stolen. That means that the Ganovim used to come at night. So before they went to Davin Mairev, they wanted to make sure no one will be nichshul. So they said, whatever will be stolen tonight should be now nischalol on my money. So Amir the Kizach. So Mamel the Chalois Chilul is now. I'm making the Chalois Chilul now. Now should be in this Chalul. Now it's Shaloi. Now it's Bershusoi. And I'm being Mechalo, that which will be stolen later. If it will be stolen later, I don't know, but I'm making a Chalois Chilul. And what the Chalois Chilul is Chal? Whatever will be stolen later, I'm making chalais chilu. And this is totally in Breire. That means the shayla of Breire is a mirdike shayla. Can I make a chalais now on something which is not mevuro now at all? It will become nisbara later, but the chalais has to be now. So this is really a very difficult concept to understand. That I'm being mechalo now. What are you being mechalo? The peiris which will be stolen in 5 hours. You know which peiris they are? I haven't the faintest idea. But when is the chilul chal? Now. And what peiris are the chilul chal on? Those which will be stolen in 5 hours. So you're making a chalois chilul on something which is not mevura, no, first become nisbara in 5 hours. So if you hold your prayer, there is such a concept. So if I can't, so the Gemara said, you just have to take a little white out. The Tznuim did not say kol ha-nilka. They said kol ha-mislake. No, instead of a nun, there's a mem and a sof there. Kol ha-mislake. And memele, so it's b'shas t'chalois. Chilul is chal, it's b'shaloi, u'b'shusoi, b'shalom ha-yisroi. Fragte Gemara, Umiyoma Rabbi Yochanan Ochi, so you're telling me that Rabbi Yochanan had a girse of Kolam Islaket and fine. Umiyoma Rabbi Yochanan Ochi, Vama Rabbi Yochanan, Snuyim, Virabi Doisa Omru Dovech. There's another member of Rabbi Yochanan, we have the whole track of all the members of Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan said, Snuyim, Rabbi Doisa Omru Dovech. Rabdaisa nilkat koma. There's a machlokes between Rabdaisa and Rab Yehuda, and Rabdaisa says klo nilkat. This anya. Rab Yehuda oimer shachis balabayis oimed vaoimer kol sheyulketu aniyim hayoyim yehei hefka. Now let us understand what they're speaking about. They were speaking about another Shaila. The din is that the Shibolim that fall b'shas ha-kotzer belong to the Ani. It's Mamon Anim that's Leket. But there's a klal, Shnei Shibolim Leket, Sholesh Eine Leket. Now, you have to be a Shtikolamdun. You have to learn Masechtas Peah to know this. The Aniyim weren't such big lomdim. So Mamela, there's a big chash that they see Shalosh Shebolim. It's also like it. They'll take it. The chash is not only if it's a gezeldik shayla, it's a more serious shayla. It's a shayla of tevil. Because the halacha is that the leket is potam minamaisa, so leket is not tevil, but if it's not leket, it's tevil. So now these aniyim who never are not too bucky in hilchos roim, but they're going to take 3 shibolim and rachmanan etzlan, and they'll be nifshel in achilas tevil. So Rabbi Yehuda said, Shachis balabayis oimed va'oimer kol sheyilketu aniyim hayoyim yehei hefka. They said, whatever the aniyim will take for themselves, I'm mafka now. This is Rabbi Yehuda. This is Breire. It means he's mafka now, what the aniyim will take later. Rabbi Doisa Oimer, Li Toise Erev Oimer Kol Shaloktu Aniyim Yehei Hefka. Rabbi Doisa said that they didn't say it in the morning, because Rabbi Doisa said that you can't say it in the morning, that's totally in Breire. Rabbi Doisa holds in Breire. So Memele, so you have to wait till at night, after they took everything already. Now they're leaving already for the day. So like Taisi Erev, now I'm going to say, whatever they have taken, Shaloi Kedin, Amavka. Samel Amavka, Samemelem. So it's Potamin Amaisa. So, and Rabbi Yochanan said, Rabbi Doise and the Tznuyim said the same thing. So now, if we'll say that the Girs of the Tznuyim is called Anilka, even though it's Eine Bershusoi, you could be Mechalo. And by Rabdois is the same thing. Even though it's Eine Bershusoi, you could be Matkel. So it's Gewaldik. So Rabbi Yochanan said, oh, Rabbi Doise and the Tznuim said the same thing, that one could be mafkir, just like one can be machalo, just like one can be machalo, just like one can be machalo, a dovo, sheine b'shusai, so one could be mafkir a dovo sheine b'shusai, so that's very good. But if you're telling me that the tznuyim hold, they call Hamislakit. Oh, they can't be Machal or Dov Hashem Shuster. They hold Breire. So, and Chuldik, so then the Tznuim don't hold like Abdeise. They hold like Abihude. We have this memory of Rabbi Yechanan, Tznuim and Abdeise Amr Davarech. So, Gemara says, not too big of a problem. Eipach. We'll say this Girsa and the Baraisa is wrong. Eker, Eper, Rab Yehuda, Rab Doise, Rab Doise, Rab Yehuda. So we'll say that Rab Doise says, Kol HaMislakit, Kol SheYilketu, that's what Rab Doise said, and Rab Yehuda said, Kol HaNilka, and Rab Yochanan said, now it stems already, we just turned around the man, the Amrim, and the Barai says, so now Rabbi Yochanan said that the Tznuyim and Rabbi Doisa hold one thing. Like the Gemara, this is a very modern way how to solve a problem. Amai, Afchis, Masnisa, why do you say there's a Grais? We have a Barai says, so you say, no, we have to turn around the Barai says. Afchel Rabbi Yochanan, let the Baraisa remain the same the way it was, and let's be this member we heard from Rabbi Yochanan that the Tznuyim and Rabbi Doisa Amr Dover Echot, say Rabbi Yochanan said the Tznuyim and Rabbi Yehuda Amr Dover Echot. Afchel Rabbi Yochanan, Bein the Tznuyim and Rabbi Yehuda Amr Dover Echot. Omri loisagi de loy mishapchem asnis. Moses says, no. You have to, the bereise, so you have to be mahapach the bereise. You have to say Rabbi Yehuda does not hold breire. So memela, so if we'll fix up the bereise, so then there's no problem of Rabbi Yochanan. So Rabbi Yochanan said the tznuyim and Rabbi Doise held the same. Let us see what Rashi says. Now we have to go further. The Baha Masni Sektoni, the Islay Rabbi Yehuda Breire, if you will not change the gills in the Baraisa, so comes out Rabbi Yehuda Oz Breire, Vashaminele Rabbi Yehuda Baalma de Leslay Breire. We learned a Mishnah that Rabbi Yehuda does not hold Breire. Does not. We learned a Mishnah as follows. Haloi keyach yayin mibein akusim. A person purchased yayin mibein akusim. Now, just before we see Rashi, just let's explain a little what's happening over here. This person bought yayin bein ashmoshes, quiet yain from kusim. Now these kusim are they're very interesting types of people. When it comes for themselves, as for shalom, they don't want to be nifshal and anissa. Comes to someone else, they don't give a hoot. They want to be nifshal. It doesn't bother them. So memela, and I bought yain bein kusim, and the kusi told me, kosher l'chol adeis l'mahadra min ha-mahadra, which doesn't mean too much. Could be it's kosher. So now, and I bought wine from these kusim, and now I want to be mekayim einik Shabbos with this wine, but it's bein ha-shmoshes, I don't have time to be mafresh. You have to have a kelim tohirim, you have to have the keli the right amount. Where it's announced as ach, this man is too bohul to make a maisa afroshe. So the Mishnah says, Oimer shnei lugim shani osed lahafrish arei hein trume. So he says like this, now I'm not doing anything, but I'm making now trume. Two lugim are trume. Which tulugim are you making? The tulugim, which Mitzoy Shabbos, I'm going to be mafresh, these tulugim are now trume. So there's trume here in this container of wine, there's trume here. The trume is the one I'm going to be mafresh Mitzoy Shabbos. Those tulugim that I made now trume. Asore, maise rishain, tes, maise sheini, then I'm mafresh, the ten lugim on the mafresh Mitzoy Shabbos, I'm making now my solution. Nine lugim, my sheni. Umeicho nizmachalo. We'll see in Rashi. Bishoyse miyad. Divrei Rameya. This is Rameya. So Rameya holds yesh breire. Rameya holds yesh breire. So I can do such a. I can make such a kum. I can make. I made now trume. You have trume in this night. You have now trume. But I'm never going to drink the trume because the trume is, you know which the trume is? The trume is which I'm going to be mafresh, Mitzoy Shabbos. That I made trume. So all what I'm drinking now is I didn't make that trume. I made what I'm going to be mafresh, Mitzoy Shabbos. And we hold I can make a chalois on something which b'shas, the chalois is chal, is not mevurah. I haven't the faintest idea with it, but that's no problem. I said, I'm making the two lugim, shan yosel lapsh, I'm making that trume, so it became now trume. Divrei Rameya. Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Shimon Oisra. They hold, he can't do such a dreidel. Now, what does Rabbi Yehuda hold? He holds Embreire. So Rabbi Yehuda holds Embreire. You can't make now trume. You can't make now trume. If you're not mavar, if you don't know now what's becoming trume, so you can't make now a chalos trume on something she is bara lamocha, what I made now trume. There's no such thing. So you see, Rabbi Yehuda holds ein breire. You see, from this Mishnah holds ein breire. And here we have a beraisa that says that mashe yilkitu aniyim hayoim. It should be now hefker, so he holds yesh breire. See, it's a mistake. I mean, we didn't, it's our kochoch. You have to be mahaper. This is Rab Dois's member and Rabbi Yehuda holds kol shenilkat. So I didn't make it's muchach. You have to make a greis in the bereise. So, finished. So now is Shalom al Yisrael. Now is, the Tznuyim hold like Rab Doise, the Tznuyim hold Breire, Rab Doise holds Breire, and Shalom al Yisrael. Now let us see Rashi. Zot Rashi, the Islay, Rab Yehuda Breire, the Koma Kol Sheyilkai, the Chilokit Omrinen Huvrar, Shezeh Hefker, Ba'afo Pishem Balabayis Yoideya B'shach Bishachis, Bishema lo yilkitu yaiser al dino. Now this is a very interesting Rashi. Lechayre, if you'd ask me what the breire is over here, he was mafke, the bailim was mafke certain shibolim. The shibolim that the aniyim will take shaloi kedin is mafke those shibolim. So lechayre, but which shibolim was he mafke? We'll see. The ones, the extra ones that they take, that I mafke. Which one? Whatever they'll take, that I mafke now. So lechayre, we need breire, because I don't know what shibolim is mafke. You have 2,000 shibolim. Which shibolim am I now mafke? For some reason, Rashi doesn't mentioned that the chesaron of breire is because I don't know which shibolim is being mafke. Rashi says something else. The shemol ayilketu yaiser al dino. I don't know if I'm being mafke. Rashi saying another problem. Rashi saying a problem that means breire. If I'm doing something, but I really don't know if I'm doing or not. Now, I'm being mafke now. Well, it depends. If they'll take an extra one, I'm being mafke now.
They won't take an extra one. I'm not being mafke at all. Now, are you being mafke or not? You'll find out later if I was mafke or not. Rashi mentions the chesaron of breira over here, not because I don't know which shiboylem he's mafke, but I don't know bechlal if he's mafke. And I'm making a chalois, which I don't know if I'm making it or not. You'll find out later what I'm doing now. I'll find out later what I'm doing now. That's also totally in Breire. Because I'm either doing or I'm not doing. We'll see what happens later. So we'll find out if I'm doing or not. So that's how Rashi mentions the Breire. Halekeach yayin mi bein akusin. Be'erev Shabbos bein hashmoshes. This is speaking about Erev Shabbos bein hashmoshes. Kedisanya b'tesefte b'kiddush olav hayayin. So Rashi says, how do I know that it's speaking about bein hashmoshes? Because the tesefte says kiddush olav hayayin. And God, the taitch of kiddush olav hayayin means bein hashmoshes. And this is a Rashi in brochus abeis amet beis. So it's speaking about bein hashmoshes. Ve'ein loy malishtois b'shabbos. He has a problem. Doesn't have what to drink in Shabbos. Ve'ein loy pnai lahafrish. And he doesn't have time to be mafrish. You have to look for kelim teirim and you have to find the right midas. Doesn't it? Shnei lugim. Mimeya. That's tumme. Now let's skip this next Rashi. We'll come back to it soon. And Rabbi Yudev, Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Shimon Oisrim, the last lohu breire loyma minachulanu shoyse, truma maisa rishin noisorin benoit. Now, we have to understand this is a very, very difficult Rashi. And let's elaborate. Lachayre, the way we understand ein breire, and breire means as follows. You cannot make a chalois now. I'm saying, I'm making now two lugim should be now become truma. Now truma. Which two lugim are you making? The one I'll be mafrish meitzoy Shabbos. These two lugim I'm making now. You're making now a chalois. It's not mevurer now. But chalois has to be chal now. It has to be truma now. The truma, the chalois doesn't have binoculars to see what you're going to be mafresh tomorrow. The chalois is to be chal now. And you're going to make the afrosh tomorrow. It's only, not only a chasorin yidi, it's a chasorin maize. What you're mafresh tomorrow should now become trume. You can't even see with binoculars. If it'll be mafresh, it'll become trume. So if you hold yesh breir, you can do such a thing. The chalois is chal on what'll be mafresh tomorrow. If you hold ein breire, I'm sorry, you can't make truma. The truma should be chal on the two lugim which I'll be mafrish tomorrow, since basher usham, it's not mavur what I'm making the chalos. So therefore, that's lachere the pshat of ein breire. So if you hold ein breire, so I'll ask you a shaila. So what's the problem? What's the problem? Why can't he drink now if you hold ein breire? The problem is, because nothing, it's tevel. The whole thing is tevel. You can't make truma. If you hold ein breire, you cannot make truma. Can't make now truma. What's going to be mufresh tomorrow? You can't do such a thing. So it never became truma. So it's tevel. Rashi is a moire dike Rashi. Look what Rashi says. Rashi says, the last loy breire loyma min achulen u shoyse u truma maise rishen neisoren benoit. I'm more of the Rashi. Rashi says, if you hold ein breire, I'm afraid. Now listen to what he said. He said, when I'm the mafrish, tomorrow night should be truma. So what he's drinking now is chulen. The one who holds ein breire, maybe you're drinking truma. Such a kunst to say, such a kunst to say that you're drinking the chulin.
They say fakir, they say maybe he's drinking the trumeh, and the chulin is left over for tomorrow night.
Now, how could you do such a thing? How could you say, I drank the truma and the chulm is left over tomorrow night? I said explicitly, I'm making truma. What am I making truma? What am I mafrish tomorrow night? So my mail is, so if I can do it, I can do it. So how do you have such a kugel that the truma was chal and I drank it? How could I drink the truma? I said explicitly the truma that I'm going to be mafrish. But you want to be truma to stay lugim shani yosid lahafrish. So, Rabbi Kevager, Stipler, Abuchonon, Seipshat, Rashi held differently. Rashi held to say that I could, before we mentioned the Chiddush of Yesh Breir, which is a Merdek Chiddush, I'm making now Truma. What are you making Truma now? What are you mafrish tomorrow night? That's the form of Yesh Breir. In Breir, you can't do such a thing. Rashi held that the whole Yesh Breir, you also can't do such a thing. This is impossible. How can you do such a thing? I'm making now Truma. On what? It has to be a chalois. There has to be chal on something. And the chalais is dependent on a maisa which I'm going to do tomorrow night, a maisa which is non-existent as yet. It's first going to become the two lugim shani yosid lahafrish tomorrow night. Now there's no such thing. How could the chalais be chal on something which you need a maisa of Russia tomorrow night to make this the shtei lugim shani yosid lahafrish? So therefore, Rashi, no one holds like that. You can't do such a thing. No, says, what's the svar of Yesh Breira? When I say, Shnei Lugim Shani Osir Lahafrish, I'm being Peirishem on the Shnei Lugim that's Oymit now to be Nifrish tomorrow. Now, how you figure this out, which is Oymet, which is not Oymet, that I can't tell you. But Al Kaponim, Rashi held, I can make now the Truma, which is Oymet, I'll be Mafrish tomorrow. And let's just be Megashim the Indian, that, let's say you have 5 gallons of wine, and Al Picheshbin, I'm gonna drink in Shabbos 1 gallon, so the Shnei Lugim that I'm going to be mafresh will be the Shnei Lugim after a gallon is drunk, the Shnei Lugim as oimet to be mafresh. That's it. That's the Shnei Lugim am oimet to be mafresh. I'm saying the Shnei Lugim that I'm oimet to be mafresh, these should now become tume. And statistically, it means the Shnei Lugim, which is after you drink a gallon, that's the next day lugim. Then, all of a sudden, I got guests, now they drank 4 gallons instead of 1 gallon. So, mamel the shnei lugim, which was then oimet to become truma, is non-existent anymore. Now something else became truma. You need an oimet. Rashi holds, there's no yid in the world that will say that I can make now a chalois if you have nothing now. So what do we have now? We have an oimet now. Somehow we have an oimet. The man the omer that says yesh breire will tell you whatever happened later, that was oimet now. No. That's what was oimet now. Whatever happens later, you get. Whatever happens later, that was oimet now. So we see later what was oimet now. The man, the yoma that holds ein breire, listen, what happens later is not a biro that this was oimet now. Could be now it was oimet that I wouldn't have guessed, and then a fire came, and thus, and the end of the day was to be, and he came. It's not muchach what will happen later was oimed to happen now. So memela, but I made truma now, and what was oimed to become mufresh mitzvah Shabbos. I made now this truma, and then later I mafresh it. So he says, who says that this truma that you mafresh was oimed erev Shabbos to be nifresh now? Maybe the truma that was oimed then you drank. And this is chulin. That means that zicher, there was a halois afroshe now, because I made now the trume that's aimed to be mufresh. I made that trume. So it became trume. But the shail is, what I'm mafresh later, my tzoy Shabbos, can I assume that what I'm mafresh later, this was aimed yesterday to be mufresh today? So I say that what happens later is mevarer, this was takoima today. Or I say no. I say could be. Then was oimed something else, and now I was mafresh. I was mafresh the chulun, and I swallowed the truth. That's shitas Rashi. The last little breaker, loimim in a chulun, ushoi, so tuma maiserishin, noisorin, benoi. And the chulin is neisorin. Maybe he drank the truma meiser and the last lebreich loimim in a chulin who shoyes the truma meiser rishon neisorin benoit, and that's what he's mafresh tomorrow. Now, let's go back to the previous Rashi, and now we'll understand another Rashi. Meichel, Moitzi Meiser Sheini Lechulim. Now, it was Mafrish Meiser Sheini, and now, in this Bein HaShmoshis, is Mechalul, the Meiser Sheini, Al Moish Yeshle Bebayis. Ma she yesh loy pnai lesaken yisaken. V'mamir ba'al mesagi kedamrina lekamo. So Rashi says, that means what you can do, you can do. What you can't do, you can't. What you can do, you can do. Let's be mechalo the ma'isa sheini. So now Rashi l'shitosa is meiridik. Afilu the yid that holds yesh breire, he holds like this. Now it became Ma'aser Sheini. What became Ma'aser Sheini? Became Ma'aser Sheini. What is oimed up to now to become nifresh tomorrow became now Ma'aser Sheini. So that was oimed. Now when it comes tomorrow and I'm afresh, so yes, the yid that holds the yesh breire, was this oimed to be nifresh yesterday? Yes, yes, yes. You don't have to worry. Even though maybe he has a little heart palpitations also. You don't have to worry. I can assume that what I was mafresh to Mitzoy Shabbos, that was oimed. But it's a statement that who knows. I don't have to clear differently. But Al Kaponim, where it's a little scary. So Rashi says, you know what? So by Ma'aser Sheini, now I have here in the Luke, I have here Ma'aser Sheini that became now Ma'aser Sheini. Now something zichah became Ma'aser Sheini. Before you drink Rabbi, before you do anything, be mechalul the Ma'aser Sheini on the mois. Why do you have to go and be a tightrope walker? Be mechalul the Ma'aser Sheini on the mois. So memela, so we know clearly. The Ma'aser Sheini is not in this bottle over here. There's no Ma'aser Sheini. Ma'aser Sheini became Mischal on the Moit. So whatever you could be Misakin, let's be Misakin. That means we have here now Ma'aser Sheini, and like this we're playing Russian roulette. And maybe he drunk the Ma'aser Sheini. You don't have to worry he drunk the Ma'aser Sheini. I assume that what was aimed now, that's what happened later. Good. So the Yid that says Yesh Breire, says one is permitted to assume this, And if you admit it to Summa, you're allowed to Summa. But Al Kaponim, if I can avoid this whole heter, I would zicher like to avoid it. So therefore, Rashi says, so you should be mechallel the Meiser Sheni now on Mois. If you don't learn like Rashi, it doesn't make sense. So what are you accomplishing more with Chilul than? If you hold Yesh Breire, you hold Yesh Breire. Finish. So became Meiser Sheni. We mafresh the Meiser Sheni tomorrow. What's the problem? What are you gaining from being mechallel? But Rashi l'shitosoi, you're gaining a lot. Just one more nekuda. We mentioned before that Rashi says bein lo pnai lahafrish. Rashi says it's bein hashmoshes. Bein lo pnai lahafrish, and he doesn't have time to be mafrish, so that's why he makes this approach. So l'chayre, the Mishnah says, "Ein mafrishin es avada, ein mafrishin bein hashmoshes, sofik chasheche, sofik ein chasheche, ein mafrishin es avada, ein mafrishin es admai." That vaday tevel, you're not permitted to be mafrish bein hashmoshes, only admai. So here we're talking about lekech yain mi bein akusim. So l'chayre, if they're not trustworthy, so hey, this is not the mai, this is worse than the mai. So therefore, we had mentioned that the kusim, when it came to themselves, they were very machma, and they made mahududika aploshes. When it came to someone else, that they didn't give a hoot what Yenna is eating. So Memela, so he gave him wine, he was late, who knows which bottle he gave him. Could be he gave him from his own bottle. It was a Mibena Kusim, I don't know, Klo. So Memela could be this is Alocha of Sofik Tevil, because I really don't know which wine he ended up with. So that's why Bena Shmoshes, it is permissible to be Mafrish, but Grad, this person did not have, this person was not capable of making a Maisa Proshe, therefore he had to make a Maisa Proshe that dependent on Breda.